Good evening, everyone. We've reached the 7 o'clock hour. And from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and this news update is brought to you by your Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebawing. Huron County will host a scrap tire collection day from 8:45 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October 15th at the Huron County Fairgrounds. The following tires will be accepted include vehicle, semi, ATV, lawnmower, and motorcycle. The collection effort will not accept tractor tires, combine tires, heavy-duty tires, or tires that are on rims. Also, all tires must be clean and empty of water. County residents who want to participate in the disposal of tires during the event must make an appointment before the collection date. An appointment can be made by calling the Huron Conservation District at 989-269-9540, extension 3. Because time slots are limited, it's best to call early to reserve one. The collection is only available to Huron County residents, and there is a limit of 10 tires per resident. And a 77-year-old woman was injured Saturday when she lost control of the vehicle she was driving on Buell Road Township in Sanilac County. Deputies from the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department were dispatched about 9:50 a.m. regarding a two-vehicle injury crash that happened on Marlette Road near Ruth Road. According to the preliminary police report, the elderly woman from Imlay City was driving a 2009 Pontiac east on Marlette Road when she lost control of her vehicle and struck a tractor trailer that was traveling west. The 28-year-old Marlette man was driving the tractor trailer and he was not injured in the incident. The Imlay City woman sustained injuries and she was transported to McKenzie Health Systems in Sandusky. The crash remains under investigation, but it appears that neither drugs nor alcohol seem to be a factor. And we come back after the sponsor message from Bayport State Bank. We'll get to our national and international news.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Kara Phelps, manager of the Bayport office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options in a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebawing to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs in mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment. That's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and in Fort Pierce, Florida, Ryan Ruth has been found guilty of attempting to assassinate Donald Trump at a Florida golf course last year. After the verdict on Tuesday, Ruth tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen, but was quickly restrained by officers. The jury took about 2 hours to reach their decision. Ruth's daughter, Sarah, expressed her distress in the courtroom, claiming the case was rigged. Ruth was represented himself in court, faces life in prison with sentencing scheduled for December 18th. Prosecutors say Ruth spent weeks plotting to kill Trump but did not fire his weapon. And in our international news in the United Nations, President Donald Trump says Ukraine can win back all territory lost to Russia. It's a dramatic shift from the U.S. leader's call on Kiev to make concessions. Trump offered his position in a social media posting soon after meeting with Zelensky on Tuesday on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly gathering of world leaders. Trump in part wrote, "I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in a position to fight and win all of the Ukraine back in its original form." With time, patience, and the financial support of Europe, and in particular NATO, the original borders from where this war started is very much an option. And you can get the full news stories, obituaries, weather, and information right here anytime at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebawing.